You ever thought about taking the, you could take a test and get a diploma, you know?
I have thought about it, but see, my eyesight thing, and I couldn't work with it now, because my eyesight is bad. I used to read the Bible a lot, now I can't. All my letters go together. I got a Bible with big, big print, but it still goes together. And the doctor can't give me any glasses. My vision was so bad. Well, I had high blood pressure. And the vein, pupils in my, them little veins in my eyes, they broke, but they leaked behind. And the doctor said they had leaked in front. I never would have seen it again. I've been blind. Just as blind as a bat.
How long have you been like that?
No, about 50 years now. And I got able to work.
This happened when you were a teenager? Or?
No, I was about 20 years old. And so I went to the doctor, and he helped me a lot. And I'm threading my needle now. I'm a little nearsighted, but I make quills. I speak in my quills. That's my hobby. When it rains, I just get my box and sit there.
What do you do with the quills? You give them to your
grandson? Yeah, I just give them all the quills. I'm trying to make one for my little grandson now. I told him he'd get married, I have a quilt made. They had a whole lot of knit here. See, all of them sew. And they had a whole lot of knit, and I'm trying to finish up a knit quilt. I got one blocked up, ready to be stripped up. And I made one. And I'm on another one.
You have the quilt knit?
No, I don't quilt like that. This knit, you can't sew it. I used to sew on the machine. Quilt my quilts on the machine. But this knit, you can't go on the machine with, so you got to tack it. So I got one in there. Every once in a while, I tack a little on until I finish it. That's a long process.
You put a blanket between them?
This one I don't have anything clean. It's a nice weight. I'll show it to you for me. Then I'm piecing up. I got one 9 patch. I got all the blocks. This had to be straightened up. And I'm going to give that to Caroline. And all she had to do is strip it up. I may strip it up for, I'm going to get a piece of knit, inexpensive knit. Take about a yard and a half. And I'll do all the block setting and stripping it up. Then she can get some yellow cotton and put on the bottom of it. That makes, and I got an old green blanket, and it's real soft. It'll be nice between, if she want a heavy quilt.
Yeah, that'll be.
And so that's why I can go to school on kind of my eyesight. But I surely, you know, I used to read good books and everything when I was able to read. To read good books. And that keeps you going all the time. I have to do something. I just can't sit down over my, I like to raise my flowers in the garden. I keep busy.
When did you quit working, or do you still work some?
No, I haven't worked since I retired when I was 65. And I haven't worked anymore. I used to go help Ms. Alma sometime, but I just have so much to do here. See, nobody here to do but me. And so I just, now I just stay home and do a little work around here. My husband, he retired, and so he can't cook, you know what I'm saying? So I <He's> make coffee. Yeah, I'm still cooking.
A sore that comes to a head is called a, sore you sometimes get comes to a head.
Yeah, is that a bore?
What would you call it if it's got more than one head to it?
I never have seen more than one head.
Did you ever